Here's something that'll blow your mind. Scientists have discovered a way to predict which oysters will survive climate change using nothing more than a simple color-changing dye. It's like having a crystal ball for the future of our oceans.
That's fascinating. How exactly does a dye tell us about oyster survival?
Well, it's this incredible compound called resazurin that actually changes from blue to pink as oysters metabolize. The more active their metabolism, the more dramatic the color change. Scientists can measure this transformation using fluorescence readings, giving them precise data about how well each oyster is coping with stress.
So it's like getting a real-time health check on these creatures?
Exactly, and here's where it gets really interesting. The researchers found that oysters that can dial down their metabolism during stress, like when water temperatures spike, are more likely to survive. It's almost like they have an internal power-saving mode.
That's remarkable. But why focus on oysters specifically? What makes them so important?
Well, you know, oysters are like the unsung heroes of coastal ecosystems. A single oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water per day. They create habitats for other species, and they're a crucial part of the 16.1 billion U.S. shellfish industry.
Oh, wow. I had no idea the industry was that significant. How might this new method impact oyster farming?
The implications are huge. Using this resazurin method, farmers can test hundreds of oysters simultaneously to identify which ones have the best chance of surviving in warmer, more acidic waters. It's like having genetic screening for oysters.
So this could really help the industry adapt to climate change. What have they learned about different oyster families?
That's actually one of the most fascinating findings. They discovered significant genetic variation in how different oyster families respond to stress. Some lineages consistently show better resilience to temperature changes, which could be game-changing for selective breeding programs.
Tell me more about how this testing process actually works in practice.
So, picture this. Researchers developed a standardized protocol where they prepare a specific concentration of resazurin solution, place the oysters in testing chambers, and monitor the color change over time. The whole process takes just a few hours compared to days or weeks with traditional methods.
That efficiency must be revolutionary for research purposes.
Oh, absolutely. And here's something unexpected they found. The oysters that showed the most dramatic metabolic depression during stress had survival rates up to 75% higher than those that couldn't adjust their metabolism as effectively.
Those numbers are pretty compelling. What are the next steps for implementing this in the real world?
The researchers are already working with several major oyster hatcheries to implement these testing protocols. They're developing training programs and standardized equipment packages that could help the industry adopt this method within the next 2 years.
Looking at the bigger picture, how might this contribute to our understanding of climate change impacts?
Well, think of it as an early warning system for marine ecosystems. By understanding how different populations respond metabolically to stress, we can better predict which areas might be most vulnerable to climate change and take preventive measures before it's too late.
That's really bringing together science and practical solutions in a meaningful way.
And that's exactly what makes this research so exciting. It's not just about understanding oyster biology. It's about developing tools that can help protect these important species as our climate changes. The researchers estimate this method could help increase oyster survival rates by up to 40% in stressed conditions.
Those kinds of improvements could make a real difference for coastal communities that depend on oyster farming.
You know what's really encouraging? The researchers are already seeing interest from other marine scientists looking to adapt this method for different species. It could revolutionize how we study and protect marine life across the board.
Well, this certainly gives me hope for the future of our oceans.
And that's really what it's all about, finding innovative solutions to help both the environment and the communities that depend on it. This simple color-changing dye might just be the key to helping our marine ecosystems survive and thrive in an uncertain future.